Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get to chat with Dallas County Supervisor Mark Hansen. So let's just get started with this. A lot going on with the county, but certainly one of the top priorities for the county over the last couple of years is this new law enforcement center that's now in the final stretch of construction. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about where that is?
I know the sheriff is going to have the county employees out to kind of do a walkthrough next week, and I think he's got the Adel Rotary Group coming through today and tomorrow. I think he's got all the law enforcement communities from the cities within the county coming through, and if everything goes right, you know, they're doing training now and probably will occupy towards the end of this month, early August, and I'm not sure when they're going to transition the actual inmates out or our clients to that facility. My instincts are once we get the sign-off from the jail inspector and we get the kitchen and the laundry all rolling, even to service the current residents in the county jail for a period of time until we feel comfortable moving the those occupying jail cells in Adel, probably in August. It might be September, but I think we're getting pretty close now. There's always, you know, things that need fixing, but I think we're in pretty good shape right now.
Then certainly hasn't come easy. I know a lot of challenges with weather last year and now this global health crisis with the COVID-19 pandemic. Can you kind of educate me a little bit about how special it is now that we're finally towards the finish line and all the challenges that the county's had to overcome?
Well, it's kind of the last piece. I mean, even going back early on, you know, once we repaired the courthouse, when the floors were not secure and, you know, there was $10 million bond investment, you know, like 2006, 2007 to complete that, and the completion of the original poor farm, which is now the Dallas County Farm asset, which DMAC rents the ground and does all their ag programming out of there. And that facility being able to house our public health and our community services, mental health and our emergency management and our E911 and the space we need to provide the Department of Human Services, and we've still got good conference facilities there as well. So, you know, and we continue to do work now. I mean, on the second floor of the courthouse, there's a new courtroom going in because we were able to move the recorder and the treasurer down to the main floor of the courthouse. And we improved two buildings over that time for the auditor's office, which the election equipment that's required for a county that this census, the 2020 census, is going to have us as pretty close to 100,000 people. And the 2000 census, the year I moved to Dallas County, we had 40,000 people. So we've added 60,000 new people that need to be serviced, whether it's motor vehicles or elections or public health or mental health or all the things that the county does, marriage, birth, death certificates, real estate, all that. We've been able to make through some pretty significant growth for a single county to have. And the law enforcement center and the jail piece is kind of that last piece that just absolutely we needed, because, you know, when the disturbances were going on here just recently, you know, it was our sheriff's office and the Milwaukee police that were asked to oversee Jordan Creek Mall, which is in the West Des Moines part of Dallas County, because the West Des Moines officers were focusing on Valley West Mall and Valley Junction. You know, it became a question of manpower or ability to make sure that areas were secure. And if we'd have had a significant incident, we would not have had the right facilities to be able to hold and detain and process through a judicial system And so, yeah, when that comes online, it's going to be a great piece to – and thank you to the voters of Dallas County for understanding that, you know, that was the piece that needed upgrading. You know, it's their building, and I hope they come out and see it and visit it and understand that it's a critical piece to providing safety and security for the citizens of the county.
Now, that answers all of my questions. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you wanted to highlight about what's happening with the county or anything else I should be aware of?
Well, we continue to talk about just economic development in general. The Greater Dallas County Economic Development Authority has entered into an agreement with a third party to do some strategic planning. We'll be talking to all of the communities in the county. We've got Perry, Adele, and Van Meter that are all on the committee along with myself and some people from utilities, people from business, and some people from real estate. And we're looking at, you know, we've been in that same time frame that I shared with you that in 2000, I think we had $1 billion worth of taxable value in Dallas County. Today, it's closer to $5 billion, maybe pushing $6 billion in taxable value. And that's, you know, all that growth and all that housing and quite a bit of business. And Des Moines University is going to move out to West Des Moines. You got the Microsoft and the Apple locations. I mean, there's been Mid-American built a brand new facility and a substation just between Adele and Van Meter. There's tremendous amount of investment. You know, there's I think ways that Harry and Redfield and Dexter and they're all communities that in light of the pandemic, I think Iowa's a pretty darn good place to think about from a quality of life. The bike trail is a nice asset to have for young families. So there's a lot to be positive about.
And that was our conversation with Dallas County Supervisor Mark Hansen. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.